We began the sugya on Daf Yud Aleph of Tzara Sota, where Rabbi Yehuda Marav tells us that in that case it is considered to be Asa. Rashi adds, if there's Tzaros, Arasura, so therefore clearly there's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza, and Posh Pshat this indeed is a Din D'Oraisa, to say that she's free without any Chalitza whatsoever. In such a case, this will be true Mikar HaDin D'Oraisa, but we'll see indeed that is Machlokas Rishonim. So the fact that Rabbi Yehuda Marav tells us that Tzara Sota is Asura, so therefore, you know, no Yibum, no Chalitza, says Rashi says, of Tur Tzaros. And the reason is because Tuma Ksiva Ka'arayas. We pointed out that that phrase of Tuma is found four different times in the Parsha of Sota. The first, in Perakei Posuk Yud Gimel, is talking about an absolute case of a Sota Vadai. In that case, Behin Nitma'a, in such a case, she is Asura. And that's Tumur Ksiva Ka'arayas, because in the Parsha Sa'arayas, in Vayikra Yochez, the Posuk says, Al titamu b'chol eile, so therefore v'hi nitma'a, al titamu, tumaksiba karayos. Okay, that's our finish. You look in the sugi himself in Daf Chavches, there the Bryce is talking about a case of a suffix sota, where we have no absolute right that this woman is an ashes ishizinsa, but we know that there was kinui, there was stira, she was forewarned, and we know that she violated an isser of yichud and realized the chiddush, that typically speaking, we assume, of course, that ein osrin, the fact that yichud is violated is not a reason to say that, you know what, misafek, she's asura al habal, she violated the nisr of yichud, so that's something which is terrible, but it doesn't even create a latest asafek of znus. However, that's true in a vacuum, but here there was kinui, there was stira, so in such a case, then we assume the raglaim of the, but realize the chiddush, even to assume that this is a safek, ashish is in some. And the chiddush al gabe chiddush is the following. Okay, there's a safek, but a woman has a chazaka de meikar, that she is muteres al habal. All of a sudden, the Torah tells us, no, that's not true. Right now, she is asur labal, and now we have to see to it that, you know, hashka, maimor, in order to determine if there indeed will be a heter labal. Wow, so that is a great chiddush. Vadei sota, and even the cases of safek sota as well. In that context of the Gemara regarding safek sota, there, the Braisa tells us that realize that Shalosh Pa'amim Hamurim Baparsha, this concept of Tumah is found three additional times. The Torah tells us, V'hi Nitma'a, and V'haisim Nitma'a, and Pasuk Chavtes, V'nitma'a, and therefore, Echad Labal, Echad Laboel, Echad L'truma. That's the Sugin Sotas. Therefore, three different dinim, and the context of that Gemara indeed is a suffix Sota. We'll have to see exactly what indeed that means. Pointed out the following, that our Gemara tells us that there's no Yibum. How do you know indeed that that's true? So we know Baal and Boel and Truma, but how indeed do we know that there is no possibility of Yibum? In fact, the Yerushalmi, Aleph Beis, the Chiddush of Rebbe, that yes, Shalosh Pamim Parsha, and that is Baal, Boel, and Yibum. Baal, Boel, and Yibum. I understand. There's a Pasuk when it comes to the case of Yibum. How indeed do you know that that's true? So apparently, our sugya daf yud aleph, you're right, there is no absolute pasuk that this indeed is the case, but rather, it is derived. If indeed, she is asura, labal, labol, true, because tumak siba karayos, so therefore, naturally, indeed, there is an isser of yibum as well. And that would raise a very significant discussion. To what extent should we assume that, well, clearly, the fact that there is no possibility of yibum, that is simply a function, an extension of the isser labal. If a woman is considered to be a surah habal, can we argue that indeed there is yibum? We even discussed in the earlier shiurim, the sugging suvas and daf gimel, the tosus and daf gimel beis, and that is even bal and boel. I would have said that would not have been the case without the pasuk. But once you have a drasha that she's a surah labal, she's a surah laboel, is there any relationship between the bal and the boel? Are these absolutely independent yisurim? Or can I argue there is absolutely a relationship? If she's not Asa Labal, she wouldn't be Asa Laboel, and maybe the opposite is true as well. No, is that the case? We want Rabbi Natan, Yisig and Ksuvas and Deftes. Maybe they're completely independent Yisurim. Maybe one could argue that it is not true. The reason she is Asura Labal is because as a result of what she did, she rendered this woman Asura Labal. So that's a very heavy issue as well. But Pashup Shad, one could argue as follows, that once you have a Pashup, that indeed she is Asura Labal, so then in that case, we know that there's no possibility of Yibum. Where would that come from? Maybe one could argue as follows. A sugi in Sota Davav, a Kavachomer. After all, B'mutu lo Nesra, If as a result of what she's done, she's a sotavadai, she's a surlabao, a typical relationship that should be permitted, that becomes forbidden. So therefore, ba'asalokoshkein. We pointed out the very great Kiddush. That's the Miri. The Miri in a couple of places. The Miri in Ardaf, the Yalef. And the Miri earlier that we had in the Gimel Beis, right? That's exactly the point. You have a pasuk that says she's a Surah Habal. And once you know that she indeed is a Surah Habal, so therefore, ba'asalokoshkein. Ba'asalokoshkein. If you look in the Kovetz Aris, Simen Tesvav, the Bachanan quotes this Shita, the Kavachomer. He doesn't quote this the name of the Miri. We have it, the Miri, in two places. But Bachanan quotes this as the Shita, the Tfuah Shur. That the Tfuah Shur writes that, you know, if she indeed is a Sur Labao, so therefore you have a Kavachomer in the Gemara. That, B'mutlan Esra, Ba'asala, Lo Koshkin. Okay? So that should be self-evident, except for the following difficulty. Do we have this Kavachomer in the Gemara? The answer is absolutely yes. We have it in two or three places. Now, you have it in Sota Dafav. Clearly, in the context of Sota, yeah, but the Gemara is talking about a case of a suffix Sota. A suffix Sota. In a case of a suffix Sota, right here and now, she is a Surah Habal, and the Gemara says, V'mutla Nesra, V'asla Koshkein. So it is Mefurish in the Gemara, albeit in the context of suffix Sota. One could argue, okay, if it's true in a case of a suffix Sota, so obviously it's true. You have a Kavachomer of the Kavachomer, no? Koshkein, and Koshkein, when it comes to a case of Vadei Vadei Sota, and the Gemara that we'll soon see, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, in a case of Mahsha Grushasa. What happens in a case a person is married, divorced, she remarries, all of a sudden the first husband marries her again? That's Asa, no? Obviously, that cannot be done. Lo Yucha B'lishno Shafta, Achrei Asheru Tamah, that cannot be done. There's Nisulava, Mahsha Grushasa. In such an instance, the Gemara says that, look, she's a Surah Habao, so you can envision Yibum. Now he dies. After all, the Gemara is the Kavachomer. And the third possibility is the Tosis that we had on this daf and daf Yiralef and Aleph, where the Gemara has the case of Cholis Divimta, and all of a sudden, V'chazer V'kitsha. What was that with Isra? That was Kevin Shlomana, Shelo Yivna. That's what the Pasuk uses, V'lashon Lahaba, Lo Yivna Speisachi. Kevin Shlomana, Shelo Yivna. And therefore, you know what? That clearly, we're not going to allow in that instance because Kevan Shlobana Shlobayivna Cholitz Evimto the Kidsha Tzricha Chalitza. What exactly was the case? Achim Hayilodin. We discussed at length. Oh, so Tosus points out the following. Okay, if Tzricha Chalitza, why shouldn't there be Yibo? So Tosus says Mamish Kavachomer. It's exact Kavachomer. But Mutulon Esra, she was not allowed to remarry her husband, and therefore that's an illicit relationship. And therefore, if she's Asalabao, how can she be Muteris, Liyavan? And therefore, that was the third case. So on its face, one would argue, look, everything is fine and good. After all, our Gemara says that it's Sotavadai is Asura, and the Gemara has in two places, and Tosu extends a third place, that there's a Kavachomer, so I'll tell you a fourth place. The fourth place is a Sota Vadai. The difficulty, of course, is as follows. Wait a second. In all those cases, when you apply the Kavachomer, so what exactly is the din? The Gemara tells us, you know what, Basel Akoshke, Aser. Aser means that Enom Yisya Bemes. But of course, we insist on Chalitza. Now, we're taking with a case of a suffix Sota, we're talking about Chavilavim. Mahsha Grushasa, we're talking about a case of Chavilavim. In a case of Cholitz Yevinta, we're talking about Chavilavim. No, we're talking about a case of Lobana, Shuvayivna. That's Nisulav. In all those cases, you know what the halacha is? Cholitz is the Enom Yisya Bemes. And surprising that here we assume that's not true. Here we're assuming that, what do you mean, that Sara Sota is Asura? And if Sara Sota is Asura, as Rashi points that, that means that Eino Choletzes. So realize that this is not just based on the Kavachomer alone. Maybe one could argue the Kavachomer to an extent, to a measure, is considered to be a starting point. One could argue that, you know, perhaps indeed that's true, but that is not going to go ahead and be the entire story. In all those cases, Choletzes, ve'eino misyavenes. Oh, so I'll tell you the following. Wait a second, there's another consideration as well. After all, when it comes to the Parsha Sota, after all, Tumak Siva Karayos. If you're going to say something is Dino Ke Arayos, that means Choletzes Ve'enu Misya Bemes. Once we have this yisod, the tumah ksibo ka'arayos, that means that, you know what, there's an isser labal, and that is considered to be, to a certain extent, we'll have to discuss at length, does it really mean bichlal harayos, or is this the alfuso, that in this sense the dino ka'arayos, but when you have the Torah that tells us the tumah ksibo ka'arayos, so therefore, you know what, when we extend it to yibam, we're going to argue that this is comparable to an isser erva. And if indeed it's comparable to a case of in Isser Erevos, in such a case, that would give rise to that not only Eino Misyav Emes, but Eino Choletzes as well, and Ipur Saros. So maybe one could argue as follows, that here you don't have to come onto the Kal v'Chomer at all. Here, very, very simply, the Tumah Ksiba Karayos means it has the Hagdara, the Miskeres of Arayos, in such a case, not only Eino Misyav Emes, but Eino Choletzes as well. And when you look in Tosus, when Tosus is discussing Dermaskos Tzaras, when Tosus is talking about the fact that there's no Minchalitza, Tosus does not mention anything about a Kal v'Chomer. The Tosus here in Dafir Aleph from Aleph, no, Tosus is dealing with simply the Tumah Ksiva Karayos. And Tosus even goes a step further. Tosus says the following: if when it comes to a Sota Vadai, so therefore in such a case, the Tumah Ksiva Karayos, so if a Sota Vadai is Vadai Erva, so therefore, a sota safek, safek arayos, the safek arayos. Okay? So if that really is true, the sota vadei is vadei gilirayos. A sota safek now should be a safek gilirayos. What should lacha safek gilirayos be? You know, how can you possibly do the yibum? The lacha should naturally be that choletzes enemy sevenes. Okay, that is the halacha. No, but tosus is vader. Because after all, the sigyan sota daf aim with beis raises the following issue. Let's assume, for example, you have a case of a suffix sota, and all of a sudden the husband dies. Choletzes, choletzes, enemy siyab emes. The Gemara is rather by the following kasha. What do you mean? V'tisyabim yivume. That's b'furish Gemara. Sota dafem abeis. What's wrong with Yibum? What's wrong with Yibum? Tosus is very bothered. What's wrong with Yibum? What's wrong with Yibum? Tumah ksiba karayos. And if that's true when it comes to a vade sota, b'toras vade, that's true when it comes to a suffix sota, b'toras suffix. So, how can one even suggest, what was the Havimim of the Gemara? To some Tisyabim Yivume. Wow, what do you see from Tosus? That the Tumah Ksiba Karayos is the reason that there is no Yibum Chalitza when it comes to a Sota Vadai. Forget about the case of a Kal v'Chomer. Maybe for other cases, Mashal Kushasa, you have to come on to a Kal v'Chomer. But here, Poshup Shat from Tosus, the Tumah Ksiba Karayos is the reason that there's no Yibum, no Chalitza, independent of the Kal v'Chomer. How do you know to say that that would work even independent of the Kal v'Chomer, as opposed to in addition to the Kal v'Chomer? Oh, so he pointed out the following. Wait a second. What about Tosus and the Gimel Amud Beis? You know what? If this is really true when it comes to a case of a Sota, no Yibum, no Chalitza, Ptur Tzaros, that would be a great candidate to find in the Mishnah. No? So the Mishnah is listing cases where no Yibum, no Chalitza, Ptur Tzaros, why doesn't list the case of Sota as well? Guess what? That's not our Kasha, that's the Gemara's Kasha. You know what the Gemara answer is? No. One of the din of Mishnah is tsara, and you can't construct the case of tsara when it comes to the case of sota, because all those cases of tsara means the following: this woman is forbidden to you, but she's mutter to the brothers, so now yibum takes place. You can't have such a case when you're talking about a woman with a sota. She's not just usher to this brother; she's usher to all of the brothers. Oh, so you're right. Eino choletzes, eino misyav emes, ptur tzaros, but it's not going to be listed in the Mishnah because the chain cannot continue. So Tosus says, I'll continue the chain. After all, you can have a case of tzara lagabe boel. Lagabe boel. After all, tumah ksiba karayos means asur laboel. And I'll tell you a very, very simple case, Tosus says. Now, what happens if you have such an instance, an ashes ishes and such, she's asur laboel, she goes and marries the brother of the boel. The brother of the boel. Wow, and all of a sudden, the husband dies. Oh, so now you can have a regular case. Wow, that's an important kiddush. And then you can have a case of tsara as well. That was Tosus' kasha. So I ask you the following. You're talking about a case of a boel. So what happened in that case? Now, let's assume, for example, Shimon is the boel. And she goes ahead and marries Levi. She marries Levi. She's allowed to marry Levi. She's muteris Levi, you know? She's muteris Levi. But we're going to say that no, there's an Isser of Yibum. Why? Based on a Kal v'Chomer. What kind of Kal v'Chomer? The Materis on Esra, Basulo Koshkin. That's not true. She's mutter to her husband. She's mutter to her husband, no? In a case of Boel, she's mutter to the husband. She was an Ashes since she's in, so that's pretty terrible, no? So she's forbidden to her first husband. She went ahead and remarried the second husband. Who's the second husband? The brother of the Boel. That's a legitimate relationship. You don't say Nasser. You don't say Nasser. And all of a sudden, you know what? A problem. The husband dies, and she's no fellas Yibum to the Boel. Why would one argue that there's no Yibum in such a case? There's no Kavah Chomer whatsoever. That's only because of Tumah. That's only because of Tumah Ksiva Karayos. Oh, so you see, from the Tosus, not Gimla Beis, when you deal with the case of a Sota Vadai, you don't have to combine, you don't have to invoke the Kavah Chomer at all. Tumah Ksiva Karayos means that there's no Yibinos Nalitza, there's a Tur Tzaros, and that would even apply in a case of Ola as well, where you don't have the Kavah Chomer. That's why our Tosus, in talking about the Isser, does not mention anything about a Kavah Chomer when it comes to a Sota Vadai. A Sota Vadai is straight, the Tumah Ksiva Karayos in such a case, that would extend even to the Boel, where you can't say that, what do you mean, she's a Asur Laval. She's not a Asur Laval in any shape or form. Wow. Where else do you see this is true? That the reason there's no Yimur Chalitz when it comes to a case of a Sota Vadai is because of Tumah Ksiva Karayos, having nothing at all to do with the Kavah Chomer in and of itself. Oh, so you see it from Tosfos Daf Yud Aleph? Well, you see it from Tosfos Daf Gimel Beis? And you see from the Tosfos and Sota and Daf Hema Beis? No, because after all, the Gemara says the following, after all, if you're dealing with a case of a Sota Safei, so Chalitz is necessary. Chalitz is necessary. Oh, so the Gemara says, why is Chalitz necessary? Why is Chalitz necessary? Oh, the Gemara says very, very simply, Ilu Isu Labal, Milo Bayeget. If the husband want to end this relationship, wouldn't she need a get? So if she needs a get from her husband, she's going to need chalitza from the Avram. No? If she needs a get to sever the issues, you need a vehicle, a tool, a mechanism to sever Zika, to sever Zika. So the Gemara says the following, Ilu Isu Labal, Milo Bayeget. Ilu Isu Labal, Milo Bayeget. Also, the Tosfos is bothered very, very simply by the following. If that's an operative svar, if that really is true, whenever you need a get, you need chalitza. Whenever you need a get, you need chalitza. In such a case, what do you do about it? Vaday sota. What do you do about the vaday sota? No? That's what Tosfos says. Hikshu Rebbe, B'shem Rabbi Avraham Bar Mordechai. Sota vaday doesn't need a get. Mami Shehab, tragically. You know, an Ashes Ishes Insa. The Ishes is paka. The Ishes just combusts. You need a get. Chayav Lagarsha. Chayav Lagarsha. But you need a get. You need a get. And if the Gemara really is willing to assume the following, that Ilu Islava Milo Bayeget, so in such a case, you should require a chalitza even in a case of a Sota Vadai. And guess what? We are going to say Rishonim that say that's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. Ooh, that's going to be, ooh, the Shitas arriving. That's absolutely true. If the principle of chalitza is whenever you need to get to sever issues, Sina, chalitza to sever Zika, that really is true. Who disagrees? Rover Shon disagrees. Tosus disagrees. Tosus disagrees. Tosus assumes when it comes to a Safek Sota, there we can insist on Chalitza. When it comes to a Vadai Sota, there's no Chalitza whatsoever. What happened to that compelling Sora of Il Isil Bam Milo Bayeget? That was Tosus' discussion. You know what Tosus answers? Tumuk Siva Karayos. And therefore, what do you mean? A Sota Vadai is Ke'erva Gemura. Ke'erva Gemura. You don't have to come on to a Kavah Chomer. You don't have to come on to the Kasha of Ilu Isu Labal, Milo Bayeget. If the Torah tells us black and white that, you know what, that this is comparable to or included in Arayos, we're done. And therefore, wow, that's considered to be sufficient. Well, that's an important Tosus. The Diuk of all these Tosus. Now, the Tosus here, the Tosus in Daf Gimel, the Tosus in Sum Daf Hey. Hey, is that when it comes to a Sota Vadai? So therefore, Tumah Ksiva Karayos, and therefore, a Din D'Oraisa, no Yibum, no Chalitza, there is indeed a Tur Tzaros. And that's an important Kiddush. In fact, if you look in the Ramban just goes a step further. Ramban here in our sugya says the following. Once you assume in a case of a Sota Vadai, the Tumah Ksiva Karayos, and therefore there's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza, why should there be Tfisas Kedushin? Why should there be Tfisas? There's no Tfisas Kedushin Barayas. And therefore, why is that fact true? That in the case of a Sota Vadai, that a get indeed is necessary. Ramban writes, that's also evident for the Pesukim, because in the Parsha of Gerushin, in Kiseisei, the Torah tells us, Umatzaba Ervas Davar. What does Umatzaba Ervas Davar mean? No? Matzah be'er vas davar means an ishes insa. No? And the pasuk says, the cost of the sefer krisus. The cost of a sefer krisus. Wow. So you see that the two maksiba karayas, that means that the zika is not chal, that it combusts in such a case, that is only true when it comes to yimun chalitza, but it's not true when it comes to ishus in and of itself. That's the chiddush indeed that the Ramban writes. Wow, so that's an important hara. And I'm going to step further as follows. So when we say the two maksiba karayas, what exactly does that mean? Maybe the simplest thing is to argue, you know what? Sotis bichlal harayos. When we were talking about the Hagdav Giderayos, we said the Mishnah, Yivamastav Mentes, typically speaking, in order to be Nisaner, we're talking about cases of Karis and Misa. I understand. But maybe one could argue that that's not an exhaustive list, and that does not be so koveya. Sometimes you can have karis without arayos. Ooh, that's Rabbi Natan Shita when it comes to nida. And maybe sometimes you can have gile arayos without an isakaris. Maybe that's true when it comes to sota. We wouldn't have assumed that. Yeah, but the pasuk goes out of its way. It tells us tuma tsiba karis. That indeed is considered to be the case. So maybe one could argue very, very simply that, you know what, the takeaway of our Gemara is that a sota is considered to be chlal harayos. Or maybe one could argue that certainly is not true. Tuma ksiba ka'arayos means ke'arayos. Now, chaf ha'dinim, you know what? In this respect, there's a commonality between the Isser sota levala and gile arayos. They are similar in this regard. Meaning what? But just like when it comes to arayos, there's a p'tur yibum, there's a p'tur chalitza. Oh, the same thing is true here, a yalfusa. And that is that a drasha, kamosh, shematzinu ba'arayos, that there's no yibum, there's no chalitza, who are the name when it comes to sota, not because, but despite. Not because sota is b'chal arayos, but despite the fact that sota is not considered b'chal arayos, then nonetheless, there's a commonality. Wow, so that's a very, very heavy issue. So I'll tell you a few possibilities. No, number one is this. Sota lebala, is that Yehara Goyavu? Is that considered to be Gili Arayos? We discuss this at length when it comes to Nida. No? Length when it comes to Nida. You know, well, what's the status of Arayos, not Arayos? There are many, many nafkaminas. No? Mamzerus and Onshin. What about Yehara Goyavu? What about Lasik Revula Gala Servasa? Well, that's the Dina Michasimach and Reis Tarivav. Once you have Tumak Siva Karayos, you have a right to assume that, you know what? Sota is considered to be Chla Harayos. And the Chiddush, the Isser of Sota Labali, even though it's only an Isser Lav, you know what? Tumak Siba Karayos. And maybe that's very different than a Grusha Lekoin. A Grusha Lekoin also is an Isser Lav, but I wouldn't call that Kili Arayos. I would call that Psule Kahuna. But you know what? Sota Labala, Tumak Siba Karayos. You know what I would tell you? Maybe that's considered the Gila Arayos of Halacha Yehara Vayavor. And this is what the Ramban discusses in the Mishnah Davcha. That the Mishnah tells you a klal, amru b'yavama. You know what that is? That whenever you have an Isser Erev, lo choletzes, lo misya bemes, the Gemara is ba'alim, asuyei mai. The Ramban is ba'alim by a very simple kashal, asuyei mai, ar Gemara, daf yir aleph, lasuyei sota. Something that typically I wouldn't have assumed, but yet, no yibum, no chalitza. Why not assume the klal is so? You see from the Gemara that the klal is not referring to sota. Why not? It's a pretty fascinating. No, the Ramban has two opposite reasons. No? Number one, it's because that klal would not accommodate the case of sota. You know what the klal is? Kol shi sura iser erva. Sota is not an iser erva. So what do you mean? Maybe the klal is coming to include sota. What do you mean the klal is coming to include sota? No, the klal is kol shisura iser erva lo choletzes lo misya bemes. This is not an iser erva. So you can't include this in the klal. Wow. So mafurish, no? That it's not included in the ribi because it's not considered to be either ayos. Then the Ramban has a second possibility, stunning, exactly the opposite. You don't need the klal. If the halacha is tumak siva, and tumak siva means sota is an iser erva, it's obvious, it's self-evident that there's nibun and chalitza, you don't need a ribui. Wow, that's mina katsa la katsa, no? It's not included in the ribui, or you don't need a ribui, no? 2 days in Ramban, that how would you view sota? Of course, that you're not dealing with kares, you're not dealing with misa, but you are dealing with the case for Noyim and Chalitza, because the Torah mentions the case of Tumas in such an instance. That's pretty stunning. Maybe a further ayah, one could argue, that Sota, even though Tumaksiba Karayos is not considered to be, it's an Isser Bifnei Atzma of Yim and Chalitza, as opposed to arguing that it's Bichlal Harayos, oh, maybe that very Tosos we just discussed in Daf Gemara Beis. Because after all, Sota is not included in the Mishnah because it's Eino B'Tzarasar. It's Eino B'Tzarasar. So Tosos says, I'll give you a case that it's B'Tzarasar. Not Legabi Abal, but Legabi Haboel. Legabi Haboel. Good. Legabi Haboel. Okay. So Tosos says, nonetheless, you know what? You're right. You can figure out a case. You can be creative. You'll figure out a case. Mishkach Haslinyan Boel. But you don't have the classic case. You don't have the classic case of Tzaras Sarah when it comes to the bow. You can have an offshoot of the case. No? Mishkach Haslinyan Boel. But you don't have it Linyan Bow. You don't have Linyan Bow. So what exactly would I argue? How do you finish the sentence? Why is it that Sota is not mentioned in the Mishnah? You know? The answer is the following. Because, you know what? You can't have the classic case of Tzaras Sarah when it comes to the bow. Okay. Even though Mishkach Haslinyan Inyan Bow. And therefore what? You know what? So I'm going to be very conservative. You know what I'm going to say? And therefore it's not mentioned in the Mishnah. Is the halacha true? Of course the halacha is true. Why is that mentioned in the Mishnah? Because the tzara shavishim, and the Mishnah is sarah, the gabi bal. That's not what Tosu says. No? That's not what Tosu says. Tosu says that, you know what? Cave into the gabi bal, the mishkacha sarah. Therefore what? I wouldn't finish the sentence. So therefore, lo hizkiv mishnah. It's not mentioned. No. Ein lanu lahachmir. There's no reason to say that this is us. Whoa. That's not just, you know, it doesn't quite fit into the Mishnah. Even though I can construct a case of tzarasar when it comes to the boel, that's mutter. That's pretty unbelievable. That's mutter, no? Ein lanu lahachmir betuma. Wow. Since the gabe habal, there's no case of tzarasara. And let's assume the following svara, that Issur Lebo'el is an extension of Issur Lebo'el. So if you can't have an Issur of Tzarasar when it comes to the primary Issur, you're not going to have it when it comes to the secondary Issur. That's not just simply, should it be mentioned, should not be mentioned. It's wrong. No, that there is no Issur of Tzarasar Legabi Bo'el. Not just simply that Rebbe didn't include it in the Mishnah. But that's something which is stunning. Even though you can construct a case of Tzara Sola Gabi Aboel, it's mutter. You know what I would tell you? That indicates that Tumut Siba Karayos is the Alfusa as opposed to Sotas Bechlal Harayos. If Sota really is considered to be Bechlal Harayos, literally, because Tumut Siba Karayos, that means that the Isser Laboel, the Torah says three times, and one of them is Boel, the Issur Leboel is considered to be Gili Arayos. So how can you, Lohichmira, the Torah calls it an Issur Erva, and Lohichmira? Why would you say that's true? Oh, I'll tell you now it's Alphas. You know what? That it's not that Sotis Bachal Arayos, but you know what? Le'inyanze. You know, Le'inyanze, really that's true. And therefore, there are times that Sarasar is considered to be that which is us. For example, in typical cases, but you can't have it in Sota, Tzara says of the Gabi Baal, and if you can't have it in that case, who says the Alfusa continues when it comes to the case of Boel as well? If one is going to learn that, you know what, this is Mamish Gid Arayas, and you know what, the fact that a Sota Vadai is usher to the Boel Betoras Erva, you know what, in such a case, if that really be true, it would be astounding to say, Ein Lam Lachmer. But if you're telling me, you know, despite, it's not called Gilerayos, but there is a pasuk that says, despite that it's not Gilerayos, there's certain dinim that it has in common. Now I can go a step further and say the following. Does that din extend to Tzarasara? And maybe one could argue, Inachinami, that since you can't have that din when it comes to the primary Lachabal, so therefore included in that drush is not an extension when it comes to the Boel itself. That's an important issue. So again, the fact that you have a sota vada, which is asura, to what extent is that because tuma tziva karayas? And now further, to what extent is that considered to be mamish? A sota vada is bechlal harayos? Or no, that is dino karayos, when it comes to yimachalitza, despite the fact that really it's not considered to be iser erva? Or to what extent would one argue that the Meiri, this is simply a function of the Kavachomer? The Isser Leboel, it's simply Kavachomer. Or the fact that there's no Yibam is a Kavachomer. If Bumateras Lasura, so therefore Basala Koshke, a Kavachomer. So if you take a look at Muki Yosef has an amazing suffix, Muki Sadav, Bezamaralev, in the old Armasora of the Gemaras, not in the new Gemaras, for a reason. No, they wouldn't dare touch the Tzura Sadaf of the Gemara, but the Rif somehow, they left to the covet of the Rif. No? So what we used to have, Adav Beis, and off in Muki Yosef. No? So the Muki Yosef is something unbelievable. No? Let's assume the following. You ready for this? Whoa. You have an Ashes Kohen. An Ashes Kohen Shenensa. This is not a classic case of an Ashes Ish who was Rachman al-Islam, Nizama Baratza. No? She willingly did. This is, right, an Ashes Kohen who was attacked. An Ashes Kohen who was attacked. You know what? In such a case, she's a Surah Labal. After all, because she's an Ashes Ish. She was attacked, that's Nibble Apostle. That's Nibble Apostle. And if Nibble Apostle, you know, she's a Surah Labal. A Kohen cannot go ahead and marry a woman where Nibble Apostle. Let's say the woman is not a Basula. Now, that's only Usher for a Kohen God. That's much for a Kohen head yet. But if he was someone who was puzzle, let's assume, for example, she was an Ashes Ish. Let's assume she's a Pnuya. But she was Nivellus Lakum. That's called Nivel Apostle. If there's no Isser Ashes Ish, you know? Abalas Tshuva, when she was single, she was Nivellus Lakum. She's a Surla Kohen. No? Nivel Apostle. In a case of an Ashes Kohen Shenensa, in such a case, she's a Surah Baal. All of a sudden, whoa. The husband dies. So, what would you say about Yibum Chalitza? What would you say in that case? Now, you have a case of an Ashes Kohen Shenensa, and now the husband dies. She's Nofelis the Yibum for the brother. Okay, the brother is a Kohen Gadol. The brother is a Kohen Kashya. A Kohen Kashya. And she is a Surah LaKohen. She's a Surah LaKohen. That certainly is true. That's not Kares. That's not a Chiyuv Misa. So what would happen in such a case? What would happen? Simukhev Sarah, something stunning. Sarach Im Hintzricha Chalitza. Wow. Whoa, wow. Why would you say that chalitza is necessary? Of course chalitza is necessary, no? After all, what exactly is the issur here? You have a woman who is nivel apasala, that al-pidin is part of dino kizona, nivel apasala, and she is a sur lakoi. Okay, so you're not going to have yibum, but there's no karis, there's no misa. Maybe one could envision, and therefore, yes. No? And good, you're not going to have yibum, but of course you have to have chalitza. Why would one assume that in the case of an Ashes Kohen Shenensa, maybe you don't need to be chalitza? So this is like incredible, the analogy of the Muki Yosef. That what do you mean? That whatever is true of an Ashes Shezinsa Baratzon for Yisrael is true of an Ashes Kohen Shenensa. And therefore, you know what? Dino kasota. Typically, a case when we say a sota vadai, you know what that means? That means a woman who deliberately, consciously, was an Eshes Insa. That's true when you're married to a Yisrael. But if you're married to a Kohen, forget out deliberately, consciously. That's not really relevant, no? That's Nivela Basala. So, pretty incredible. The Nemuki Yosef writes that what is true of a Sota Vada, Yehomostaf Yud Aleph, is true of an Eshes Kohen Shenensa. Wow. And Nemuki Yosef, this is Tzorachim. Sarachim. Whoa. If you take a look at the Beishmuel, Kuf, Ayin, Gimel, Sipkat, Yud, the Beishmuel writes, not Sarachim, not Eino Tzricha Chalitza. Eino Tzricha Chalitza. Because Tumak Siba Karayos. Tumak Siba Karayos. When do you say Tumak Siba Karayos? If you have an Eishas Ish, who is Mizana? With someone else. What does Mizana mean? For Yisrael, it means Mizana Baratzon. For a Kohen, it even means onus. That's a very important detail. But you know what? But the Hagdara is the same. You have a woman who experienced her Maisa Bia out of Yishus. You know, that's Dino Kesavta. That's Dino Kesavta. You're right. For Yisrael, you require her Ratzon. And for a Kohen, you don't require Ratzon. No? But isn't the Hagdara the same? So fascinating, the Bishmur writes, in that case, once you have Ar Gemara, the Tumak Siba Karayos, in such a case, no chalitza. Wow. Pretty Kiddush, no? So if you take a look at the Ha'aras, Rabbi Kiveger and Mishnayis, Tosas Rabbi Kiveger, right? The Mishnah Sota, Perek, Aleph, Osei. Rabbi Kiveger writes, this is very difficult. Isn't it obvious that this is not true? That you cannot say that in such a case of an Eishes Kohen Shenesa, Tumak Siba Karayos, and Allah is like a Sota Vade, that certainly is not true. Where do you see it certainly not true? Vekhira Sadi writes, Sota Davav. Mamish, new sugyas. Sota Davav. The Gemara's Mefurish. Let's assume you have a case of an Eishes Kohen Shenensa. And the husband dies. Okay, so. Yibum. Yeah, but she is an Eishes Kohen Shenensa. Yibum. Mefurish in Gemara. Yesh lo ach halal. The brother is a halal. What do you mean the brother is a halal? You know, they're paternal brothers. But the mother of this brother was a grusha. You know what that means? Ooh. That this brother is a halal. He doesn't have a Kedushas Kohen. Which means there's no issur for him to marry this woman. This woman, who nivel apostola, because an Eishes Kohen Shenensa is Dino Kizona, she's Asura la Kohen, but the brother is not a Kohen. That's Mepurish in Gemara, no? Eishes Kohen Shenensu Meis V'yesh Lo Achalo. So you know what the Gemara says? Something stunning. Misya Bemes. Wow. That's unusual. No? Because Nivel Apostle is Muteris Lachalo. Rabbi Kiveger says, well, how does this work? How does this work exactly? You're going to argue that if you have a case of an Eishes Kohen Shenensa, so therefore, Eino Chaletzes. Because the fact that she is Asura L'Habal means Tumak Siba Karayos, and therefore no Yibum no Chalitza, because this is Mamash like an Isser Erva, and therefore there's Yibum Chalitza. But if there happens to your brother who's a Chalal, Misya Bemes. How do you have such a combination? How is that possible? That bin hastam eino choletzes, like that tzad of the Mukei Yosef, and like what the Bishmo says is true. And if you have an achalo, then misya bemes. That's something which is surprising. Oh, so Bochanan writes in the Kobos Aretz in Siman Tezvav. He thinks the teretz to the discussion of Rabbi Kevega is the following. Why is it that when it comes to a case of Sota, one cannot envision Yibum? Why can't you envision Yibum? You know what the answer is? Because after all, if B'mutula Nesra Basala Koshke, the Kavachomer, the Tvoshor, the Miri, the Kavachomer. Is that really applicable in this case? The Kavachomer. In this case, you have an Ashes Kohen, Shenensa, and the brother is a Chalav. Brother Rabbi Chanan writes, there's no Kavachomer. Why is there no Kavachomer? Because let's assume, for example, the Baal would be a Chalav. You have a man who was born, but he's a Chalav. His father is a Kohen, but his mother was a Grush, therefore he's a Chalav. You know what? We're Muteris. If the Baal would be a Chalav Muteris, see, you know what the Kavachomer is? Of our Gemara, what is true of the Baal is true of the Yahu. What's true of the... It's impossible to argue. She's forbidden to her husband and she'll be permitted to the Yahu. Because what's true of the Baal is true of the Yahu. We view the Yahu as an extension of. So what do you mean? If the Baal were to be a Chalo, that would be Muteres. So therefore, that's exactly the Sugin Sota. That if the Yahu is a Chalo, it's Muteres. In other words, whatever would be true regarding a Baal is true regarding a Yavam as well. And therefore, if the only reason we assume in a case of Sota that you cannot have Yim is because of a Kavachom, you're right. In this case, if an Eish is going Shenensa, she's a Sur Labal because he's a Kohen Kasha. And the brother is a Chalav. But if you were to construct a case where he would be a Chalav, you know what? So that would be Mutter. That's Rabbi Chanan writes. So whatever is true, the Baal is true of the Chalav. If the Baal and the Yavam are Ksherim, it's Mutter. If the Baal and the Yavam are Chalalim, well, it's clear. There's no difference. We're not distinguishing between the Baal and the Yavam. Whatever the halacha is regarding one is true. What is the halacha? That if the Baal or the Yavam are Kohen Ksherim, then Aser. And if they would be Chalalim, then Yibum would be Mutter. You know, so that's what Rabbi Chanan writes. Ooh, once you see the Tvor Shor, where the Tvor says that the operative principle of our Gemara is the Kavachomer, so here I can argue that, you know what, the Kavachomer doesn't apply. What the Kavachomer? Mutal Asura? No. If the husband be a Chala, it will be Muteres. So if the Yavam is a Chala, indeed, it's Muteres. Well, that's an important Ha'ara. Why does Rabbi Kveger feel that, no, that's not legitimate? I can construct such a cup. You know why? Very, very simply. No, because Rabbi Kveger is assuming Kavachomer. Forget the Kavachomer. No. The reason that we would argue that Sota is Asur is because Tumak Sibak Arayos. When it comes to such a case of Vaday, Tumak Sibak Arayos. And therefore, if that really is true, if we're going to argue that this is called an Isser Erva, so therefore we'd be done. So therefore, the fact that the Gemara suggests in Sotan Davav that no, she could be Miyam Pinsimes to a Chalav, means that we don't apply the principle of this case of Tumak Siva Karayas. That's an important Hara. Now, again, what exactly is driving the Isser Yibum in a case of a Sota Vadan? To what extent do we assume the Kavachomer, or do we assume no, that Tumak Siva Karayas, either Sota is Bechlal Harayas, or maybe it's Dino Karayas when it comes to the cases of Yibum. Okay? So our Gemara tells us, Rebbe Amarav, that Sara Sota is Asura, Tumak Siva Karayas, And what exactly does that mean? Rashi's mafurish. No, it means that there's no yibum, and it means there's no chalitza, and there is even a ptur saros as well. There's even a ptur saros as well. Okay. Woo. Take a look at the Ramban. The Ramban and Chedush Ramban. And here, the Ramban, I can daf Beis Amud Aleph in the Sefer Aschus, on the Rif. Ramban writes the following, that, wait a second. Is it so obvious? It's so obvious that there's no chalitza? Is that so obvious? That eno chalitzas? After all that Gemara we just mentioned, no. And sota daf yema beis. If you have a sota safek, chalitzas, sota daf yema. You have a sota suffix, in such a case, chalatzes. Why chalatzes? Because ilu isulabal, milo bayaget. Milo bayaget. Wow. So you know what the Ramban writes? Not like the kashatosis, the teretzatosis. That's svara of the sugyan sota dafe is relevant even when it comes to a sota vada. Even when it comes to a case of vada, but the marriage combusts, you need a get. So if the Gemara says, in the context of suffix sota, obviously chalitz is necessary, because ilu isla bao milo baya get, but the bao would still be alive, a get is necessary, so if he died, you need a chalitza. So Ramban writes, you know what, that sora is functional when it comes to a vada sota as well. Wow, it's not limited to a case of suffix. Not limited to a case of suffix. I, what about what Tosa says? No. Vadai, Tumak Siba Karayos, Tosa said. And if Tumak Siba Karayos, that means obviously that Enochaletzes. The Ramban writes, whoa, wait a second. What would you say about Tfisas Kedusha? You have a case of a sota vada. You're really going to say there's no tfisas kedusha? There's no tfisas kedusha in the case of a sota vada? Is that really true? Let's assume, for example, Rachmana Litzlan and Eishes Hashinsa, the couple gets divorced. She's a sota vada. The couple gets divorced. You're not allowed to remain married to her. You can't remain married to her. You can't marry her. What happens if you observe your conscience? What happens if he goes and marries her? He married her, no? She's a sota vadai, they got divorced, and he go ahead and he remarries her. Well, what are you going to say? Tumat siba karayos. Wait, this is a sota vadai, tumat siba karayos, therefore it's like marrying your sister. It's like marrying your mother, marrying your daughter. No tfisas kedushin. Ramban says, that's wrong. Guess what? Of course there's tfisas kedushin. Because a sota labal is chavi lavin. And there's tfisas kedushin v'chavi lavin. To say eat tfisas kedushin, you need a chi of kares. You need a chi of misa. So let's assume, for example, you have such a case, mamishav, a couple that gets divorced because she is nashus sizinsa, and for whatever reason he gives her kesef kedushin. Guess what? That's a forbidden marriage, but they're married. You know what that means? There's tfisas kedushin. We don't say Tumak Siva Karayas. Wow. In other words, that true, we have a concept of Tumak Siva Karayas, that's true. That's true in a limited sense of Enimus Yabenes. But we don't say that in terms of Tfisas Kedushin. Well, the Ramban writes, isn't that clear? So on the one hand, you're going to say that there's tfisas kedushin, and on the other hand, you're going to argue eno chaletzes. Don't we normally assume the following? That, you know, if there's tfisas kedushin, that means there is that relationship that has to be severed. And what is true of kedushin is true of zika. So you know, two brothers married two sisters, there's no tfisas kedushin, there's no zika. So you don't need chalitza. But if you're going to have a case where there is Tfisas Kedushin, there would be Tfisas Kedushin, but there's no Zika. Real Ishus you can have, and quasi Ishus is not have. Why wouldn't I do that? That's true. Full Ishus you can have, but Zika you cannot have. You cannot have. Wow. And then the Ramban writes the study in Kiddush. We'll have to see the Fiyud Aleph Mubeis, Mashu Grushasa. Man divorces his wife, as we discussed. She goes ahead and remarries. You know what? He is no longer allowed to marry. Lo yuchal. Lo shav lakachta. Okay. He's not allowed to marry. How does the pasuk continue? Achrei asher hutama. Achrei asher hutama. Wow. Achrei asher hutama. That's a little bit unusual. You know, I understand the context of sota achrei asher hutama, because you know what? She is what? A sota? That means that she violated Gilei Arayos. You know? It's fascinating here. Machshu Grushasos achrei asher hutama. You're not allowed to go ahead and remarry this woman because achrei asher hutama, she was defiled. What exactly does defiled mean? Defiled means that she married someone else after gerushin. Is that so terrible? Maybe that's a mitzvah rabba. Whatever. That's so terrible. But fascinating, Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, we'll see, Yerachim Beis, says, Inochinami, even in Mashu Grushasa, Tumak Siva. Let's see why that's true. We'll see. No? Even in Mashu Grushasa, the pasuk says, Achrei Asher Hutama. So you know what that means? Pretty unbelievable. No, Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, in a case of Mashu Grushasa, there's a Ptur Tzaros. Wow. No. The Gemara raises the following issue. Mashu Grushasa Mishenisei Sumeis Tzarosa Mahu. Would there be a Ptur Tzaros? Yeralf Mabeis, when it comes to Mashu Grushasa. You know what the Gemara says? Alibed Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur lo tiboyach. According to Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, that says, in Mashu Grushasa, the pasuk says, Achrei Asher Hutama, and that means that Tumak Sivba for Mashu Grushasa, then it's obvious that there's a Ptur Tzaros. It's obvious there's a Ptur Tzaros. Wow. So you know what the Ramban writes? This is really unbelievable. No. There's a Ptur Tzaros, because Achrei Asher Hutama, but there's Tfisas Kedushin. He went ahead and he married his first wife after she had a second husband. Guess what? They're married. You need a get. The Torah says that's really bad. Achrei Asher Hutama. And there's a Ptur Tzaros. And you ready for this, Ramban? Ooh. End on this note. Choletzes. Because if there's Tfisas Kedushin, how can you say no choletzes? How can you say no chaletzes? Two brothers marry two sisters. Guess what? There's no Tfisas Kedushin, there's no Zika. In Mashu Grushasa, there's absolute Tfisas Kedushin. There's no Yivam because the Pasuk says, Achrei Asher Hutama. But you need chalitza. That's pretty unbelievable, no? There's a Ptur Tzaros, but you need chalitza. Wow. That's like two of us, no? We usually assume, you know, Arayos means no Yibum, no Chalitza Ptur Tzaros. The Rabban writes the following. What do you mean? There can be a Ptur Tzaros and you can still need Chalitza. And Tosus disagrees and says, what do you mean? That certainly is not true. According to Yosef Kippur, if there's a Ptur Tzaros, you can't insist on Chalitza. You can have Chalitza and a Ptur Tzaros. The Rabban writes, yeah, because Chalitza is dependent on Tfisas Kedushin. And there is Tfisas Kedushin on Mashu Grushasa. And there is Tfisas Kedushin in a Sota Vadai. So when our Gemara just simply says in the Fir Aleph Med Aleph that, you know what, you have a case of a Sota Vadai, you know, there's a Ptur Tzaros, does that automatically mean there's no chalitza? Rashi said black and white, there's no chalitza. There's a third service, there's no chalitza. Yeah, like Tosus, no? The Ramban question, how do you know that's true? These are two different gedarim entirely. When it comes to Yibum, I could argue that it's not that Sota is mamish arayos. It means that in respect to Yibum, it is dino ka'arayos. But whether you need chalitza or not depends on whether there's tfisas kedushin or not. If there's tfisas kedushin, there's zika. And if you have to sever the relationship through a get, you have to sever this relationship through chalitza. And therefore, Ramban writes this very unusual combination. This is pretty incredible. And guess what? Now the Ramban is going to be bothered by the following. Now, if that really is true, what would you say about a sota vaday? Would you really say that there is chalitza in a sense of a sota vaday? Sota safek, I understand. In a sota vaday. So take a look at the Ramban. You know what the Ramban writes? No. Maybe you don't need chalitza. In a sota vaday, you don't need chalitza. But you know what? I'll tell you the following. That's a gzeiras hakasuv. Who, what, where? Because in the parash of gzeirishin, the parash of gerishin, you know what the pasuk says? Ki matzah ba'ervas davar. You know what matzah ba'ervas davar means? This woman is a sota. And read on. You ready? V'holcha v'hoyis li'shacher. You know what? She went ahead and married a stranger. Well, of course she married a stranger. Ishachev lo liyavam. Wow. All right, this we'll have to discuss. And this, Xeris HaKosta, Ramanais, is not applying in case of Mashu Grushas. Okay, so take a look at Chedush Ramban. Take a look at the Sefer Schus. And take a look at the Ritva, the name of the Rav, in the name of the Rav. All right, we'll see like stunning shikas when it comes to Sota Safek, Sota Vaday, and the next step, which didn't apply to the case of Akshay Grushas.